Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not off the disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy hump day, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a few minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A few minutes after 5, if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then you are perhaps listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, stream of 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast. I ran out of breath. Bad voiceover technique.
Oh, shit.
101, flag on the field. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the awesome place to be, crabdiving.com. However you are receiving us, and wherever and whenever, we appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, slinging poop back at the right. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Happy 420.
Happy 420.
It's Marijuana Awareness Day, I believe, in America.
I think a lot of people celebrate 420 every day.
Have you heard the good news?
About Jesus?
No, about weed. That's what I mean. It's Marijuana Awareness Day.
Oh, it is.
You proselytize about the good herb.
I see.
God damn it.
I saw in Florida, we were talking about offline.
They have horrible weed there.
That they are 60, allegedly. That they are over 60% of the humans there.
Yes.
Are saying just, legalize medical. And I'm sure it probably wouldn't be that far behind to say just fucking legalize all of it.
Right. I mean, because it would be a huge business. I mean, think of all the white trash tourism that goes on in Florida, especially in the Gulf Coast.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
All of a sudden you're selling all those people joints.
Going down to Mallory Dock or Mallory Pier and Key West. How could you not be high? Watch the sunset.
I don't know.
Listen to the music.
Yes. Look at Cuba.
Waste away again in Margaritaville.
That's right.
Which I'm sure is still open in Key West, is it? I wonder.
There's a Margaritaville. There's a bunch of those. It's a chain.
I think numero uno though was in Key West. I think.
Oh, was it that? That's
zero,
the first one.
I could be in error, but for some reason I thought that his one might have been in Key West. But anyway,
I don't know. Jimmy Buffett's a big stoner, right? Or at least his fans are.
Yeah, I think both probably. I went to a Jimmy Buffett concert in Chicago.
Okay.
Centuries ago. And I this was well before medical marijuana, I'm pretty sure, was even thought about being legal anywhere. And
isn't
so it was just
crazy?
A big crime, just a big old crime.
Yeah.
And I have never in my life been offered more weed at an event, nor seen, I saw cops just walking around. It's like they gave up. I mean, what are they going to do? There was so much weed there. People were passing around. There were clouds hovering over the entire... and it was outside. Out at Poplar Creek.
Where's that? Is that in Illinois?
It was a dealio out in the south suburbs of Chicago. One of those outdoor where a big stadium and then you can sit on the grass if you like the cheap seats in the back. But that's the best place to be, because then you get a blanket and you get a...
Oh, yeah, you can chill out.
Picnic and
sure.
Get stoned out of the fuck.
Where's that? What's that venue?
A lot of urinating through the fence, though, also.
Gross.
At the
God.
Buffett concert, if there was a minus.
That's the one gross thing. People at these big events and public restrooms, it just really shows you how shitty humanity is on how people treat public toilets that we all have to use.
Right.
What's your problem? Not you, make just sure, the general.
Make sure you have your birth certificate with you, too, if you go to the bathroom in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Or some of these other states.
Show me your junk. I want to be sure you can go in there.
Right. You're a little masculine, miss. May I see your genitalia and your birth certificate,
it's
please?
It's so shitty, man.
I mean, seriously, that's... May I? How do they police this? And what about, you know, there are some effeminate looking men out there, and there are some masculine looking women out there who still identify as what their original genitalia
is
provided.
Bieber is going to have to show his labia to go to the bathroom.
Maybe. I'm just saying. What about when.
It's stupid.
You know, some masculine looking woman is told.
Right.
You can't go. What are you doing in that bathroom? And somebody calls the police. She's like,
you got to whip it out.
Well, right.
It's stupid. Listen, all these little weird things that the right, they're obsessed with, like transgendered people sneaking into a bathroom. Who marries who? It's all so very strange. And when you think about policing what they want policed, it's not practical. It doesn't make sense because they think it's stupid.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Yeah. I agree with Lily Tomlin.
Right. Fuck
absolutely.
Them, fuck them,
fuck
them.
Everyone. It's so stupid. Get your mind out of what's in somebody's crotch.
On our Facebook page.
Perps.
Join in on the Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. Also, if you want to chat with us during the show live, we do keep our eyes occasionally peeled over at the Twitter stream, at crabdiving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G.
Yay.
And Bingo was his name-o.
Right. That's a song.
Oh. I just saw a friend of mine posted something on Facebook about the Cubs.
What
starting pitchers against the Cubs were averaging 82 pitches at 4 2/3 innings.
Oh, okay.
And the offense isn't even clicking yet.
Well, it's true. It's not. Nobody's really hitting that well except Dexter Fowler. By the way, listen to the Daily Upper Decker. There's a new one that drops tonight. It's our sports show.
8 p.m. Pacific, 11 out on the Eastern type coast and on, iTunes, you know, tomorrow-ish.
No, dude, and speaking of baseball, did you see that story I put up about Curt Schilling?
Oh, he's just a tap-dancing asshole.
He is a fucking dick.
Ankle,
he's always
ankle,
been a piece of
ankle,
shit.
Ankle-bleeding motherfucker.
Yeah, so what? Oh, he had to. He was a baseball player, and he had one game where he worked so hard his foot bled.
He had a boo-boo.
How much was he getting paid?
He had stigmata. As he was doing. I mean, hey, I give him credit. He had surgery.
Fuck him.
It was bleeding, blah, blah, blah. But, you know.
Fuck you, fucking pussy.
Anybody who's had any kind of an athletic deal going on, at one point or another, you've played through pain and played through an injury. A lot of people have. So it's an achievement, but it's really a lot of good press.
This is what this motherfucker said, by the way. A man is a man. I think he was on a fucking...
They're losing their minds over this.
A man is a man no matter what they call themselves. I don't care what they are, who they sleep with. Men's rooms was designed for the penis. And women's, not so much.
Yeah.
Now you need laws
George Michael.
Differently. Pathetic.
Ask George Michael about what the men's room is designed for. But, I mean, they're so... profoundly butthurt and upset about the fact that society is crawling into Satan's anus and allowing two men who touch each other's starfish and two women who touch each other's nether regions, that they want to be accessible to the same civil process as every other fucking human in this goddamn supposedly free country. And they're butt hurt. They're upset because they lost. Because even with the now deceased, I think we used to call him Jabba the Twunt.
Oh, yes.
On the Supreme Court, Antonin Scalia, they still found that there at least five of them are on the right side of history and of right and humanity and being not assholes. And decided that, you know, everybody should have access to the same civil right.
Right.
They can't handle that. They're losing their fucking minds about it. So now they're like, okay, who else can we go after? Let's go after the transgendered.
God. He compared all Muslims to Nazis.
What did he? Oh,
God. Kurt Schilling, and he was suspended from ESPN back in August.
Yeah, we talked about him
Fucking idiot.
That he said. Go to crabdiving.com, listen to previous episodes, iTunes, Stitcher. If you get us from iTunes or Stitcher, it helps out if you sling us a good review. We'd appreciate the hell out of that. It helps us help spread the crabs. Doesn't cost you anything.
You know what? I just had a happy thought because I just remembered that he just
purged that.
Oh, yes. No. Kurt Schilling
for
lost
the next
a shit.
Hour and 15 minutes.
He lost a shit ton of money investing in a video game company. Like a shit ton. Mm-hmm. Isn't that hilarious? Fuck you, Kurt. Yeah. Choke on it.
I don't believe in karma, but.
You piece of shit.
Karma.
Hey, if you're an athlete out there, unless you have something nice and progressive to say, shut the fuck up and play the and throw the fucking baseball. you have a charmed life. You're fucking rich. You have no idea.
Well, I think
you're a cunt.
Say what you want, but we, you know, don't. Then now he's going to sit and cry about the libtards and the evil homosexual agenda because. They'll play a clip from our show and say, look at how all the hate that's flying in this poor. You can't even say you're trying to take away my First Amendment right to say what I believe.
God, he's such an
idiot.
Say
what you believe. Guess what? We're going to say right back that we think you're a cunt.
And you got suspended from ESPN. Think of all the idiots. Think of all the moronic ex-jocks that are talking heads on ESPN and he got fired. You're a fucking loser.
Right.
Fuck you. Yeah, it just bothered me when I saw that this morning. Oh, what an asshole. And what a fucking asshole.
The same squeals then. Oh, I can't do what I want.
Let's review.
Christian persecution.
And one more time, Chipper Jones, suck a dick. Sandy Hook truther.
Oh, well, that's a piece of shit. A special kind of loathsome. Yeah, that's a real special kind of loathsome.
Oh, you fucking baseball players. You're all so fucking dumb.
And I
forget every now and then.
No, I can't even forgive that. I was going to say I could forgive if you just don't believe that it really happened. But these people who confront the poor parents or who challenge these poor parents who lost children to slinging lead at Sandy Hook or lost loved ones, the teachers' families who were killed, just such inhumanity to go after them.
And what are you supposed to say? Like if someone say your kid was killed at Sandy Hook and then somebody's like, well, you know, it was a false flag from the government.
False flag. It was the government. Obama's getting ready to take your guns.
Okay.
So they if you look at Craigslist 3 days before, there's a casting.
So my kid's still dead. Now, what do I care about your stupid fucking theory, you idiot? Who asked you, Kurt Schilling? And who asked you, Chipper Jones? Both shitheads.
Yeah, right.
Now, you know what? And they'll be in the Hall of Fame. Enjoy your money and your riches. You're going to have a comfortable life. Meanwhile, shit on everybody else, you fuck nuts.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline 420,
the year of our Lord
2016.
Oh yes.
These are your headlines.
I was mixing it up
over at the commie pinko liberal.
If they
Huffington Post.
Fuck you, boy.
Certainly, what we were going to talk about today is the fact that yesterday's New York primaries were held. And there was a couple of schlongings that happened.
Oh, shit.
The headline over at the Huffington Post says, burned. B-E-R-N-E-D.
Look at how
funny they are.
HuffPo.
But not beaten.
God, you know, who writes those fucking headlines at the HuffPo? Don't you expect a little better?
You know, burned. They're trying to.
Ugh.
Despite closing in on the front runner Hillary Clinton recently. In polls and winning the last, 8 of 9
Powell
primaries or 7 of 8 primaries, and he won Democrats abroad.
Okay.
Democrats a dame. Hillary Clinton won big time last night by over almost 300,000 votes.
Oh my God.
Which ended up being, I think, 16% or something like that. So she, you know, double digits and mid to upper double digit lead.
Congrats.
Did not go well for Bernie.
He vows to pledge ahead, though, or plunge ahead, I should say, and try to take these super delegates. The strategy becomes more and more that, I mean, he would have to win, I think I heard this morning, 60% of all of the delegates from now on, which is less and less likely.
Impossible. Is it impossible?
And that's just to pass her up with the regular delegates, and then he's got to convince the super delegates. He's got to woo them away from her side.
It's impossible.
They're vowing to go ahead. They've got shit tons of money from people who gave $27 a piece, and no super PACs, no big evil corporations, no Goldman Sachs. And he is vowing to keep ahead,
right? Are you surprised? Did you think he was going to... God, why don't you just resign from the race, Bernie? My God, if there's no chance.
I think we're going to start seeing them here. We should go to a... We should try to go to a rally. If
oh, that would be great.
We should try to get press. I'll try to get his press credentials for something.
That would be cool. The AVN Awards.
So... The I mean, a political rally. We could get in the AVN Awards. They're going to be here a lot because we've got 475 delegates here.
Oh, they care.
And even on the other side of the loonies, they're looking like California's going to be pretty fucking important there, too. So we may be seeing Trump. That's the rally I want to go to.
Oh, my God.
We're going to see Trump. We're going to see Ted Cruz. I don't necessarily think we'll see a lot of Ted Cruz in Los Angeles area.
You're going to have a Ted. There's going to be a Ted Cruz rally in L.A.? I mean, who in the fuck?
I think they'll go, you know, Orange County-ish, probably. They're going to go.
I was going to say, who would support him? Probably people outside this little commie pinko liberal.
What about those jerk-offs that want to secede from California? Remember, there's a couple of counties up north that they're, Clive and Bundy types. They're like, we're gonna secede. They want to call it Jefferson. Remember the state of Jefferson?
I think that's perfect. I love that. Secede, go ahead.
And then somebody did the maths for them.
Yes.
Or one thing I read, and it was like, well, okay, their big complaint is that it's typical of a lot of this upstate, downstate, you know, or big city surrounded by rural areas type of thing, where, like Illinois, everybody outside of Chicago hates Chicago. They loathe Chicago. We're paying... It's conservative, that a lot of it, and explains right. how they've got a Republican governor right now who's an ass fuck.
You're an ass fuck, sir.
No offense to who enjoy fucking asses.
Right.
No disparagement.
Right. Speaking of asses, by the way, shout out to at DPMCCALLUM. He replied to a tweet, "That anus would know." It's about Reverend Manning warning of butthole cancer if you don't believe in God.
Right.
If you like dick, all that shit. Follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving.
I don't remember what my...
I'm sorry.
No.
You're talking about... I don't know.
I'm reading and
I didn't mean to railroad the fucking
show. Opining at the same time.
I don't know what you're talking
about. I was talking about Chicago we were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter. Anyway.
Can I just say the neighbors are so fucking loud right now with their trash cans?
Well, it's that time of the day.
Okay.
It's that time of the year.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I don't think anybody else can probably hear it.
No.
Here at Crab Diving, it's a beautiful day. It's getting hot. We're going to get ready to fire up our ghetto.
I'm
not supposed to say ghetto.
You can say ghetto.
Air conditioners.
You're not using it as a slur.
Right.
Right? I mean, you're not like, look at that person. It's so ghetto over there.
Right.
You're talking about a cooler with some ice in it is ghetto. Maybe that
What about
is
white trash? Is that Ben?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it is. I mean, look at that trashy white guy over there.
But if we say white trash, air conditioners,
for
is
some
that bad?
Reason.
Redneck?
Yeah. Well, that also kind of, generalizations, marginalizing people, but I don't know about you. I always feel like white people have it coming, so I don't really, sweat the word. I say white trash. Now, I
there
say
needs
redneck.
To be a national advancement of white people. I just saw
there's a worldwide America.
A Samantha Bee clip where
she
was doing some righteous and rightful shaming of some assholes in Tennessee, trying to pass all these heinous laws, and she said, "I guess they took on one guy," and then she said, "Lest you think." That the only, I'm paraphrasing, but the yes. only evil assholes of Tennessee are have dangly outside bits. And there's a woman, and her name, I don't know her last name. I mean, her first name, but her last name is Butt, with two
what?
T's. Her last name is Butt.
Okay, that's unfortunate.
And
I hate that. God, I would hate that if that was my last
massive Bible waving Christian who has tried to, pass every anti-gay, anti-LGBT legislation that she can.
Yes.
And Samantha Bee was just, making fun of her name, too.
Right.
She says she wrote a book. This is a representative, but wrote a book, and she all about, how women should act and that kind of thing. And she says, Samantha Bee says, so now we should all make sure that we all do butt stuff. Only butt stuff. Right. Lots of butt stuff.
Oh, yes. Agreed.
Anyway, everybody Samantha Bee is awesome.
Yeah, she's very funny.
To watch some of that.
But watch the Crabs instead or listen to the Crabs.
Right. Listen to the Crabs.
What's Samantha Bee after you've listened to all our podcasts available on iTunes and Stitcher?
That's right. We're here 5 days a week, ladies and gentlemen. Plenty to listen to.
Oh, yes.
And plenty of other great entertainment here on the network.
That's right, baby.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo is that Bernie... is
bye Bernie.
They're saying burn, not beaten.
Bye Bernie.
But it was a kind of a schlonging that occurred, to use Donald Trump terms, and it's going to be a steeper hill to climb.
The revolution's over, right? The field of burn revolution.
I don't
over.
Know about that, but he did go back to Vermont. They say I don't know if they're going to have some meetings to decide how to go forward. They say they're going to keep going.
You got to hand it to Bernie. I would have quit by now.
Fuck it.
The first person, if I'm running for president and the first person makes a reasonable case, I don't have a fucking shot. I'm like, okay, well, I don't want to go through this anymore. Fuck it. I'm done. I'm not doing this. What? For the sheer torture of it? Yep.
It's for humanity.
Reporters up your ass 24/7 asking you dumbass questions.
Let me see your tax returns.
Fuck off.
They scan everything, every word you've written throughout your entire life.
Oh my God. That's the worst.
Did you ever see the shit there's some stuff he wrote in the 70s. It's some like weird kind of fan fiction porn or something.
Oh my fucking
and it
God.
it gets a little rapey.
It's in the 70s. It's in the 70s.
It's weird. Yeah, but you got to be careful.
Good
you got to be careful these days. Well, or actually less careful these days.
Well, I guess. What do you mean less careful?
The hypocrisy of them pointing at Bernie for his possible shenanigans for that kind of stuff. That's right. The people that are like, he's a sexist. Those are the Hillary assholes. And there are plenty of Bernie assholes. Trust me. But this is one of the arguments I hate from the Hillary side.
Yes.
That's if you criticize her or you don't like what she stands for in some things, you're being sexist.
Oh yeah. 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 How's that even a thing? I don't
right.
Listen, I would prefer Bernie over Hillary. Does that make me a sexist? Yes.
Yeah, you're
why sexist. Do you hate women?
So that's the headline over there. Let's see what the drudgies, how the drudgies view it. Let's see if even the headline is about it.
It's got to be about their candidates, right? Like, well, Trump and Cruz.
Cruz, it says, Cruz clear, I won't get 1237. So Ted Cruz knows that he is mathematically in a rare display of acknowledgement of facts and numbers and shit. A Republican has a moment of self-awareness.
Oh, shit, man. Alert the press. Is he going to drop out or something?
Well, it leads to a piece over at Time.
Yes.
I'm sure Time magazine is thrilled that the Drudge Report is linking. They probably are. They get the ad revenue.
Yeah, they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Who owns Time magazine anyway? Probably some evil corporation.
Yeah, that's true. There's only six that own all the major media, basically.
What's the fact?
In a private meeting with members of the RNC, they're saying...
Yes.
Cruz's campaign high command...
They make it sound so creepy.
...made the case for Cruz as the party's stronger choice for the general election. And they argued that he would help the farther down ballot races better than Trump, because a lot of people would distance themselves from Trump as a Republican.
But they want to distance themselves from Cruz as a person. As a human being.
Well, it's pretty pathetic, both of them, but yeah.
God, they found the two most polarizing figures in their party, and now this is their standard bearers, right?
They are, you know, trying to get this grassroots campaign to really aim for this second ballot now. They're going to try to play a spoiler. They know now that Ted Cruz is not going to make... the 1,237. It's just extraordinarily unlikely. And the Donald, but their goal is to keep the Donald from getting 1,237, so that when that first vote occurs, they won't have a clear winner. And then on that second ballot, or third or fourth, whatever, depending on different states, have different rules
Jesus
as to
Christ.
When they're released to vote who they want.
Oh, okay.
Like some states say you just have to vote for whoever you were elected to vote for on that first ballot.
Okay.
After that, you can vote whoever you want for. Some others say first time, all of them vote the way they were elected.
Oh my God.
Second time, only 60% of them vote the way they were. Then, you know, depends on the state.
Convoluted.
Because they leave it up to the states. That's in this is why I think that one's in the Constitution about the election.
Yeah. This is why people don't vote, because the system is, I'm not going to say it's fucked or it's broken. I don't even know.
Well, this is where Donald.
I don't even understand the fucking system.
This is where Donald and Bernie are both right. That
weird.
They both are. The system's fucked. It's a fucked up system. It's not a democracy. There was a delegate that was interviewed, a Republican delegate, a floating delegate or whatever, who hasn't decided yet. And he said, well, you know, the shock that's going to come to the American people, they're going to have to figure out, is that a room full of Republicans, Republican elites, are going to decide... who the nominee is. It's not the people.
It's
and
insane.
The same with basically on the Democratic side. A lot of, even Martin O'Malley said, you know, people are saying the Bernie bros. Martin O'Malley was the first one squealing, righteously and rightfully again, that why aren't we having debates? And why are the debates we're having up against football games? Or up against...
Yeah, absolutely.
Up against, because nobody's going to watch them, because they... He felt that there was an anointing of Hillary as the president preemptive, you know, the decided.
If you're the winner, if you're leading, what do you get out of a debate? Nothing. Probably.
Right.
Unless
you can only hurt.
Right. Unless you clean up and do a great job and then maybe extend your lead. But
all you could do is help the marginal and the less known candidates.
Yeah.
Make their case, which is what happened with Bernie. If it weren't for the debates, who would know? How many of these people would know Bernie? If it weren't for these national debates.
Not me. Well, I would know.
Even Martin O'Malley. Who would know? Who would fucking know who Martin O'Malley was, right?
Martin O'Malley ran for president.
And he was in the first few debates, yeah. But he was the guy that we kept getting annoyed with when they would ask him a question.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Because he was taken away from time for the two big candidates.
Yeah. Well, it's not like he was taking time away from Trump. That's how I feel when we do a John Kasich story. I'm like, oh my God, this John Kasich sucks.
Kasich might be the evil genius, though, of that side. If he can,
he's so boring.
He's just hiding in the corner, just trying to keep shit from flying onto himself and keep from slinging shit. And then he's gonna swoop in and say, "Look, I'm the reasonable guy here. Look at these idiots. Right. Look at these lunatics."
In a way, don't you think that Trump is the kind of Republican you want to deal with? Because he's honest, I guess. He's upfront about the heinous shit he's going to do. He's not ashamed to pander to a stupid lunatic base. I really know exactly who the fuck he is.
I really think Trump is the least scary choice for me than Cruz. Although Cruz is so loathed and despised, but I think Trump would end up being like Jesse Ventura or like Arnold. You know, these were non-establishment independents, although Arnold ran as a Republican, but he was a liberal on social issues.
Arnold did great, right? Working with California legislators.
Oh, wonderful. And get fuck all done.
Fuck all. They had all those referendums.
Well, yeah, you got to work with people. You know, you're going to end up, it's not a kingdom. Despite what they say about Barack Hussein, it's not a tyranny. It's not a kingdom.
Hey, he's an emperor.
Trump can get in there and he's going to tell Congress, I want you to put a 30% tax on Ford if they move their factory out of the country. And then Congress says, fuck you.
Well, you know what's interesting? Yeah, what happens? Are you going to do? But we were talking about this with Bernie.
Deal.
When Bernie tries to work with Congress, that's exactly what they're going to do. So Bernie will use the bully pulpit and take his message out to the people and just beat the legislators over with
and
that. But that's what Trump would do.
And at least a Democrat, either one, will, for the most part, be ideologically opposed to the evil burbling barnacles of the Republican Congress.
Yes.
And what they want to do, take rights away from women's vajayjays.
Dumb.
Totally to the, this is the most criminal, and this is really where I just think there should be some jailing. There really should, and I'm not speaking hyperbole here.
Okay.
This climate change shit is huge, it's real, it's fucking us.
Yeah.
And these people who are just nibbling at the dick hole of big oil and totally discounting science because of...
Are you referring to the dick hole fish?
Yes. Because of greed and pure greed. And I think time is going to look back on this time as just what a heinous group of evil monkeys they were. You know,
they were just running up a score like on a video game.
Right.
At the cost of something very fucking real.
You mean they didn't help each other? No.
Fuck no.
No, they wanted to individually amass as many electronic zeros as they could in an imaginary account. And they fucked the planet in the process.
And they're not even buying anything with it. Money. They're not even doing anything cool or fun with it, right? It just sits in a bank somewhere.
Well, they buy billion-dollar yachts, Ryan, with helipads. And
do they even take
yachts
those?
Within yachts? No. That's the other thing is we read that story about the mega yachts that are bought just so
mega
some Saudi prince can show off his giant Saudi ball sack, and they're on it a week a year. Meanwhile, it's staffed by like 80 people. I guess they're creating jobs.
Oh, right. It's fucking insane.
It's obscene. And that $1 billion could, I don't know,
pay a teacher.
Fund school lunches for a year or two.
I feel like $1 billion would pay more than one teacher for the year.
I think probably. Depends on what they're teaching.
I mean, after school programs for kids. Or we can build a bunch of obsolete weapons for our own defense and we'll never use anymore.
That's
blah,
where
blah,
the
blah,
money
blah,
needs
blah,
to
blah.
Go.
That's where it goes, though. Somebody put a meme, a graphic up, and it showed like what percentage of our budget was allocated to what.
Oh, it's obnoxious.
It's defense.
Yeah.
That's the majority. It's defense.
But fiscal conservatives, that's when they throw that shit out the window when it comes defense. They're like, we should... We have the weakest military ever. And then the military gets pissed off, by the way, when they say that. They're like, I beg your pardon. We don't.
Yeah.
And then they'll say, well, we need more tanks. We need more. And you know who's saying that? McDonnell Douglas.
Yeah.
And the whatever companies.
Boeing.
Get millions
General
and billions
Dynamics.
Of dollars to create the bullshit
yeah.
to blow people up.
That's so fucking crazy. Spend all that money on that violence.
So there you go. That's the headline over at the Drudge Report is that Ted Cruz knows he's not going to get it. So he's going to try to. Now he's got to try. Really? He and Kasich are going to, this could be an interesting,
are they going to hook
team
up?
It could be an interesting hookup.
No, interesting.
That if they got together with their, and with, don't forget Marco's still in there with 100 and something
right
delegates that they're allowing him to keep so he can make sure he gets filleted at the at the convention because he's got
Rubio's
some power.
Like,
yeah,
he's gonna suck my dick. Okay, I'm
he's
waiting.
Probably angling for Veep because he's got no job, right? He says he doesn't want to be vice president. That's
bullshit.
Like that's like Paul Ryan saying I don't want to be speaker.
Yeah, or president.
And yeah, so we'll see. We shall see. The main thing to watch is will Trump get the 1237? Now that's what he's pushing for. The other two are just going to try to keeping him from that number so they get to the contested convention.
Right.
And if not, I mean, Trump gets it on the first vote.
Oh, yeah.
That's still a possibility.
I think he's going to run.
Probability, yeah.
Don't you think he's going to run? Don't you think that he's going to be the nominee, even with his broker convention, these shenanigans?
If he can get the Rules Committee, Trumpalized.
It's a rough process.
But Cruz is better at that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Trump's good at saying shit on TV and getting billions of dollars
press.
Of free time and free press. Cruz has been far better at the ground game, planting the seeds, getting staff.
Do you think
set
either
up in
one
places.
Is very good at working for what their constituents need?
No. How dare you suggest that they're wasting their time thinking about representing people?
Just think about this system. We have the two biggest assholes on the planet are vying to be president, Trump and Cruz.
Right.
Insane.
I mean, maybe Trump, this is going to, maybe. On some bizarre fucked up level, through his narcissism, which is the main driver of it.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he really thinks, why would he do this? He's a gazillionaire. He really thinks he's got it right and he's going to help and things are going to be better. I also think it's a dick measuring contest. It's a type A. It's a look at me, look at me. I ran business. Now look, I'm the greatest human that ever lived. Now
look at my cock.
Now I'm going to run the biggest country that has ever been and the bestest.
Yeah, yeah,
baddest, biggest, bald, big dick. Okay.
Look at my dick.
Everything's fine there. Everything's fine.
It's a cock off.
But maybe way down deep, I think I can make things better.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I agree with you. I don't know that there is that.
I don't think Cruz gives one iota.
He doesn't give a fuck.
Of making anything better.
He's
Cruz
reptilian.
Wants to be rule the world. Yeah. I really think he wants to rule the world. He said it in that video about the Tit movie when he was a teenager.
I want to be in a teen Tit movie. Well, who's stopping you? Go ahead. Why didn't he do that, man? Are we looking at a guy?
His father's an evangelical preacher. What is he?
Well, wait. Are we looking at a guy that's a frustrated actor who didn't get a chance at least to try his hand at acting, and now he's stuck in politics? It's like some weird hell for him that he hates. That's why he doesn't have any friends because he hates his job. He's a fucking dick. How do you explain this wacko Ted Cruz?
You can't. I don't think you can. I think it's too difficult to try to. Explain. One of the headlines over at the Drudge Report also says Cruz's dad smites Trump.
Oh, okay. Smites him.
Yeah. That says he's worse than Hillary.
Lord of the Rings. Trump is worse than Benghazi herself? That's not true.
Rafael Cruz. The sacrifices we make, ladies and gentlemen. I just gave a click and a visit to Breitbart.
Ah!
Citing GOP frontrunner Donald Trump's long history of supporting ultra-liberal Democrats, Rafael Cruz, father of Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, told Breitbart News host Stephen Bannon that as president, Donald Trump, quote, would be worse than Hillary Clinton, but he cannot beat Hillary Clinton. Yeah. We've got to realize Donald Trump is more of a Democrat than a Republican, he said.
Okay.
He has been funding Democrats like Chuck Schumer. Here we go. This is the same.
Shit.
He's got the same list that his son always goes into when they talk about him, and Ted Cruz says, look, I think the country needs a real conservative, not someone who's funded Democrats like Chuck Schumer, Harry Reid, Anthony Weiner, Bill de Blasio.
I mean,
and Hillary Clinton herself.
Chuck Schumer isn't exactly a flaming liberal.
No.
Isn't he a hog? Isn't he a bit of a hog?
Well, he's way into the Israel thing.
Yeah.
Which we all are, but in a different way. I think he's a little too forgiving.
Yeah, Israel shouldn't be able to bomb anybody they fucking want just because, you know.
Well, you know, temper right. things. Temper. No, I mean, not.
I mean, I don't know.
Get angry, but it doesn't mean you get to exact horrible, oppressive vengeance,
dude. That is
on civilians for
what are the arguments that you're not allowed to have with people sometimes? Like, that's an impossible argument to have sometimes. The whole Israel thing, impossible to talk to some people about.
Yeah,
you know, what are the other, like, guns? I guess
abortion,
the existence of God.
Abortion's a tough one.
That's a shitty argument. Abortion's weird though, because it's like, well, you don't think you should be able to choose what goes on in your vagina?
Well. Right.
Yeah.
There are rare exceptions to the Bible swinging anti-choice people that are atheists. There's a group of atheists and humanists out there. There's a subgroup that believes that Hitchens was one. Christopher Hitchens believed that once baby batter meets egg.
Was he pro-life?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hitchens.
He thinks that human, that is a human, a potential human, and therefore deserving of equal non-God-given.
So we're not allowed.
Non-God, the God doesn't exist, given rights.
Fuck, so we're not allowed to kill that in his
well,
opinion.
Yeah, I disagree.
God,
I mean, I'm not kill is an unfortunate term, too, but I mean.
Yeah, because we're saying it's not alive. So how can you kill something that's not alive?
Well, right.
You just suck it out of where it is. And I don't know. Where do you put it after that? After you suck it out, where do you put it?
Well, according to some of these laws, they want you to have a full state burial.
Oh, yes.
With an open casket.
Do you have to have a funeral?
A little blob of jelly sitting there in the open casket.
Do you have to have a fetal funeral?
Yes, you have to. Oh, absolutely. God. Put a little dress on it.
What was your fetus's favorite outfit?
That little blob of 32 cells.
Yeah, nerve endings. He didn't even have nerve endings. What do you get for someone that's just a wad?
What do you mean?
Well, I was trying to be funny.
Oh,
how do you pick out something that your fetus would like to wear? Because, well, I mean, like,
how
for
do you
the
know
funeral,
what gender?
Also, you don't know what the fetus likes. Right. Total shot in the fucking dark. No pun intended.
Here is the country's going to hell in a handbasket, Ryan.
Fuck you!
And none other than the brilliant tones of this person who you'll recognize quite quickly. This is on Armed America Radio.
Oh, fuck me.
America Radio.
Jesus Christ. By the way, I put up a gun thing last night. Or this morning on Twitter.
I saw that.
Did you see all that? I wasn't blood dancing. I'm not rejoicing over the death of that guy at the shooting range.
You know what happens is they reply. And then all of the idiots that follow them jump on the replies, like jump into the reply stream. So it's like, oh, look at this libtard who thinks that he's going to be safer if we take guns away.
Well, I mean, there's going to be less of a chance of you to get shot.
I like freedom.
Guns. Oh, yeah.
Second Amendment. You hate America.
Second Amendment.
Yeah.
I like cheeseburgers.
Oh, good God. I just clicked on, for laughs, armedamericanradio.org.
Do they have a show on right now? Can we drop in and listen? Or is it shit? I mean, are they live? Do they stream?
Wait. Listen live 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Oh, fuck. Here we go. Here we are. We're doing a little drop-in.
Armed America.
I'm not sharing my location.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't tell them where the fuck we are, dude. Those guys are scary.
This is the Armed American Daily Defense Show.
Show. I think it's
a shitty name.
I might not be able to. I've got this guy locked down, this computer locked down really well with.
What do you mean?
Antivirus and pop up bullshit, and sometimes
so he can't listen.
Sometimes it. It says it. I'm having a hard time playing.
Oh well.
It anyway.
Fuck it.
Here's a tape from Monday's Armed America Radio show with Mark Walters, who's got to be a
total douche, hoot,
right? And you'll recognize this
awesome.
This person right away.
We are witnessing something from the progressive left, sir, that I just have not seen a shift in a political party like this, I think, in my lifetime. Am I right about that? Or
no, I couldn't agree with you more. It's just been dramatic. But if we have just realized it, but
do you know who that is?
Who is it? That's
Louis Gohmert, the dulcet tones of Louis Gohmert. He's on a shitty cell phone signal or something.
Not as southern and not as loony. He usually has
apparently a lot of the hippies and the troublemakers from the 60s and early 70s, they figured out, well, we're not going to fix things by blowing up the Pentagon or blowing up police cars. Let's just all go teach at universities.
Oh, the evil liberals, Ryan, instead of blowing up police cars and blowing up the Pentagon, have insidiously infiltrated America's colleges.
Just think about Vietnam. We have not learned jack shit. A lot of that war perpetrated on bullshit, right?
Yeah.
Total fucking bullshit. And people went over there, they got killed. And what did we do with the Iraq war? The same fucking thing.
Right.
The same fucking thing. Disgusting.
You know what it was? I think we missed the show.
Oh, yeah. Come to think of it. Eastern, that's...
Yes, I was doing the Eastern and the other maths wrong. So here's a little bit of the broadcast.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, and I am Mark Walters. I will be, of course, filling your prescription for freedom for the next hour. I love this part of the week. This is when everything just comes together. We're off the heels of the big, giant, monster broadcast over the weekend. And we get to come to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
The Crossbreed.
God damn it.
Holster Studios.
Crossbreed.
Up at the top,
the inbred holsters.
It says, defend yourself.
No.
Education, training, insurance.
Fuck you.
It's him holding the gun. Then underneath it says, concealed carry lifestyle.
Okay.
And that's the concealed carry lifestyle blog, right?
Do you have to carry some kind of insurance if you have a gun? You know, the liability.
Well, that's one of the ideas that the libtards have that we think would be a good way to possibly maybe get a handle on this shit is to, say, look, if you buy a car,
right?
Guess what you got to have?
You got to have a registration.
You got to have insurance.
But cars.
If you buy a gun,
right?
Why don't you have to register it and have insurance?
Cars kill people.
Gun.
See, cars kill people. They're dangerous.
I forgot about that.
I mean, that's not their primary purpose.
Right,
their primary purpose is for commuting.
AR-15s are made to hunt gophers.
Yes.
Big, giant Russian Muslim gophers.
It's designed for your hygiene. You're supposed to be able to cook breakfast on your gun. It's not made for shooting.
And we'll start teaching the teachers who will, within a few generations, they will have been teaching the teachers who will be teaching the kids growing up. And so, Mark, I've had people, honest, sincere young people say, well, can you explain why socialism is bad? You know, I understand it's supposed to be bad, but it really sounds nice. You know, everybody's sharing and whatnot. And what it says is that the socialists that wanted to destroy the country in the 60s and 70s have figured out. You just miseducate the kids, and
you notice he doesn't have an answer.
God,
why is he said? They tell me, Louis, why are socialists bad? Sounds good. Okay, and then he says, well, it's just proof that the socialists are trying to destroy it by teaching the kids
that
socialists
are good. Man.
Yeah, tell us why it's bad, Louis. Tell us why taxpayers wanting their dollars and social democracy, too. But tell us why us wanting our tax dollars to come back to us is bad.
Yeah.
Why is that bad?
Why don't we know why is it bad that we don't want our tax dollars being given to a military project for a plane that ain't gonna fucking fly?
Or to GE.
Yes, for corporate welfare.
Who then makes billions in profits and then waves their dicks at us.
How much
money?
And
says, ha, 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 we pay zero taxes.
How much money is that dickhead Louis Gohmert getting from special interests, do you think?
And you're well on your way to taking over the country. And I think that's largely, people have heard over and over how horrible guns were, and you don't need an automatic weapon for hunting. Well, the Second Amendment's not about hunting.
Then what is it about?
It's about killing people.
It's about protection. Is that the whole thing with the Second Amendment?
In his little mind, he ignores that well-regulated part.
They always ignore that.
But it's a militia. They shoot you to the rights of the citizen to keep bare arms and not bear fringe.
I mean, well,
wait, they didn't mean well regulated. They meant
they
like
said it.
They meant that you had enough fiber in your diet.
Oh shit! The founding fathers were worried about how you shit, which makes sense because back in that day, they're worried about dysentery and all kinds of shit that we don't have to worry about because of plumbing.
And also, the technology of the time.
Oh, yes.
There's a big difference between a muzzle-loading flintlock.
Oh, yes.
And an AR-15.
I mean, to blow your brains out with a flintlock what is that called? A fucking musket?
Yeah.
How long does that take?
You've got a
half hour.
Well, yeah, you've got a
half hour.
You've got to put in the powder and then the wadding and then the bullet and then you've got to prime the pan and you've got to you get a long time to think about it.
I mean, all of a sudden you're so depressed.
They're fun to shoot.
You
I've
kill
shot
yourself.
A flintlock a few times. They're fun to shoot.
Yes,
but you know, just in a kind of a novelty kind of way. I'm not thinking I'm going to protect myself from the flaming hordes.
Oh, yeah.
With a flintlock.
I mean, but if you really thought that, you would get something that you could protect yourself with.
I guess I would, but I don't.
The flaming hordes were coming in here to get your bullshit. But they aren't.
Right. And their argument is
no one's flaming.
ISIS has, you know, they want to have what ISIS has.
But what is that?
ISIS has automatic weapons. If
you
saw that campus, they shot up that campus with AR-15s. Therefore, if everyone in that classroom had AR-15s,
there wouldn't have been no death.
They could have prevented it.
And here's where we get to their favorite argument: guns. More guns make us more safe.
Yes,
I love it because every time you hear that argument made, it's because somebody got shot to death.
Right.
And that's, how do you say that? That's irony.
Well, yes.
Which is lost.
It's also bullshit.
On these gun
deaths.
Yeah, it's also bullshit.
The gun reactions that we get, we've talked about this before. If you go to our Twitter stream, the gun reactions by far the scariest. Because why? Because they've got guns, these idiots.
Dude, and they're aggressive.
They're these angry, frothing idiots who, if we more reasonable members of society say, you know, there's a lot of gun deaths happening. Maybe we should take a look at that and see how to possibly stop. You're coming for my guns. You're taking my freedom.
Fuck you,
bang, 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 bang. You're exactly the people that were afraid of having guns.
Oh my God. It's terrifying. The very nature of their, oh God. This is so funny. That article is so spot on, that study we saw where if you own a gun, you're more likely to be a fucking asshole.
Yes, you're more likely.
Sort of.
Right, right.
That's
there's a false sense of I don't know, bravado or whatever. And there was a story I saw today, I think it was just today, about the Columbine kids and the journal or the diary or whatever of one of the kids. And it's kind of this this hyper-masculinization of the culture tied in with guns that he was feeling. He was going through teenage bullshit with girls ignoring him and dumping him and shit, and he was angry about that.
He was vulnerable.
And that he wrote about how the gun made him feel like a god. He felt like a man. He had power. Power of yes. life and death in that machine of death.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's that.
But no, let's not keep an eye on who buys them. Let's not keep an eye on.
Is that the gist of the Sandy Hook lawsuit? Though they're trying to sue Bushmaster and was it Remington?
Bush.
I thought the Bushmaster was a snake, because the Bushmaster is the snake. Oh God, he's a sex addict that got throat cancer from too much oral sex. Michael Douglas. In Romancing the Stone.
Oh, I thought because he gets so much vagina, they called him the Bushmaster.
No. There's a scene in Romancing the Stone, Michael Douglas. Who's
yes.
Who's the chick with him? Joan Wilder, but...
I'll think Terry of it in a Gar. Second. No, well, Terry Garr is in it.
Terry Garr is the female lead, correct? Oh, shit.
No, hello.
We're not going forward until we remember what this fucking name is. This show will not move forward.
She has
it's Terry Garr.
It is, but
Terry Garr was in Mr. Mom with Michael Keaton. Am I fucking my 80s up right now?
That's right. Terry Garr was in that.
There's a scene with the female lead.
She was in Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Oh God, I love that movie. Romancing the Stone. There's a scene where Michael Douglas and the chick, they've taken refuge inside a crashed drug plane. They're burning bales of marijuana to stay warm. And out of nowhere...
Kathleen Turner!
Oh, yes. Kathleen Turner. Terry Garr is not in Romancing the Stone. Then I'm fucking wrong.
I don't know that she is.
I'm wrong. She's Are we sure that's not Terry Garr?
No, it's not Kathleen Turner. It is Kathleen Turner. It's absolutely Kathleen Turner.
You can tell them apart now, probably. But anyway, there's a snake comes out of nowhere to get Terry Garr. And then Michael Douglas, you know, brandishes his machete, cuts off the head of the snake.
Yes.
And he says, got that Bushmaster. And then he cuts the thing up and cooks it. And that's what they eat that evening. And then they get stoned off the marijuana.
He wasn't calling Danny DeVito a Bushmaster.
I don't think so. Danny DeVito is hilarious in that, by the way. But anyway, yeah. The Bushmaster is the name of a snake, which is also the name of a gun.
Yes, apparently. A manufacturer of.
And the parents of these kids who got shot to death, they're saying that Bushmaster and Remington marketed these guns specifically to angst ridden young boys or something like that, or to dudes. I don't know. Seems like a tough case to prove, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think. Going after manufacturers is going to be tough.
Yeah.
But I just think it's going to be tough.
Right.
But really, the sole purpose of what they manufacture, I don't care what they say.
It's to kill.
Yeah.
There is no other. I know cars kill people. I know rope kills people when you hang yourself with it. I understand that. I know you can kill yourself. Or you can kill another person with a knife. But all those things have other purposes aside from ending life.
Yes.
What do you use a gun for? A paperweight if you're not shooting with it?
Target practice.
Right. Target practice. Is target practice.
Protecting myself.
Which is practicing to shoot someone.
Second Amendment! What else is going on? Did you hear the news today that finally some sense is happening, it appears. And the... First of all, the movement... to actually put a vagina possessor on some of our currency finally.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Has been moving forward. So they were like, right.
A vagina possessor.
We'll give you the 10. Yeah, we'll give you the 10. But then, and partially due to this Broadway play,
Hamilton.
Yeah, that you know, because Hamilton was a cool dude, apparently. And Andrew Jackson, who's on the 20, people are like, wait a minute, Andrew Jackson, like, ordered the massacre of the Indians and sent kicked people off of their land. He was a heinous racist.
But those Indians weren't white.
And you know, just not the epitome of kind of what we want to put out there. Great hair. But he just, you know, is the one that should go. And so finally they said now the administration and the Treasury Department are going to announce that not only are they leaving Alexander Hamilton on the 10, he was the first Secretary of Treasury, I think.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to leave him on the 10, and Andrew Jackson's getting booted from the 20.
Fired.
And they are, I believe, going to announce...
Is there any butthurt?
That Harriet Tubman...
Okay.
...will be...
Jeez.
The replacing.
Think about it. If you're a dude, to get on money, what you have to do is kill a shit ton of people and displace a bunch of Indians from their homes. But my God, if you're a woman and you went on the money, you have to free the fucking slaves.
Well, it's interesting.
This is nuts.
That you mention, because over at Raw Story, they've got a story that says right wing Twitter trolls are boiling.
Ooh.
In a stew of hatred.
Listen, right-wing nut jobs, your lives would be... I feel like you would fare better if you just came to the realization that there are other people on the planet that matter that aren't straight, white, and male. Think about it.
Here's one. Tubman was important, but removing a president? Question mark.
And, oh, my
and
God.
Confused smiley face.
You're removing a slave owner.
This person
owned
says...
slaves back then.
Carson CLG underscore says, sad day. They're replacing Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill with Harriet Tubman.
Fuck you. Sad.
Oh, here we go.
Yes.
So as the USA becomes a third world shithole,
okay,
the $20 bill goes ghetto.
Oh my
Hashtag
God.
Harriet Tubman.
See, I know earlier today when we were referring to our air conditioning setup as ghetto AC, I don't know that that's racist, but referring to Harriet Tubman as ghetto is racist.
That's racist.
That's racist. Do you hear that, Kurt Schilling? You
this
big
person
stupid
says,
fucking asshole.
Replace man who hated banks with commie slave stealer on a cotton banknote. Seven-layer dip of irony.
Okay. Now,
commie slave stealer. How dare that Harriet Tubman... Take that property from those white people.
Are these right-wing nut job religious idiots saying that because in the Ten Commandments, is there something about not stealing from your neighbor, some bullshit like that?
Nothing about slavery in those Ten Commandments.
Right.
Slave away.
But you're stealing.
Nothing about rape in those Ten Commandments. Rape away. But if you do, you might have to marry her.
are they poo-pooing Harriet Tubman?
Or because... give her family 9 goats.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, that's typical Bible bullshit.
Right.
Where do you find 9 goats anyway?
And then the family kills her for the uncleanliness.
Right.
Of her being raped by you.
God. You know, you want to hear something crazy? My friend, friend of mine owns a restaurant. I don't know if he still does, down in San Diego. And they makes goat cheese on lots of things. And so you know what the guy did? He just got a goat, put it in the backyard, and would milk it and make cheese out of whatever came out of its teat.
There you
nipple.
Go.
Is that what is it out of a goat when you milk a goat? Is udder?
Sexy.
But it's not a nipple, right? It's not a nipple.
Yeah, it is. They have teats. And
so the udder...
Udders are on cows.
But is that the thing the milk comes out of? Or is it called... Is there
and,
are there nipples
and
the
teats are attached to the udder?
Okay. Shit.
This one, hashtag Harriet Tubman on the $20, is clearly a conspiracy to force a cashless society. Race aside, she's ugly.
Oh, my God.
That's at underscore alt right underscore.
What, you know, at some point you got to be like, what do I got to do if I'm not straight and I'm not white, and I'm not male to get love in this country? I freed a group of people. I helped free a group of people. who are being tortured. Can I get some love? Now.
At Dathan Scroggs.
Scroggs.
Is really butthurt. This just ain't right. Feminism, socialism, and affirmative action. All against God. Hashtag white genocide.
Oh, shit.
Look, they're putting a darkie on the $20 bill. That means that everyone hates white people.
God, you know, I got this guy.
So many people in this country are just subhuman monsters. Absolutely. I mean, there's just nothing.
If you think about life.
Redeemable about them.
No. Fuck no. Think about it. If you're a person of color and you want to, I don't know, you're fighting for some right that you've never had due to white privilege or whatever, you just must not even want to. Because the pushback is just so fucking stupid every fucking time. You know, I got a dude I work with, and I just deal with it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what I'm trying to say here. Sometimes I don't push back because the fallout's too much. I don't give a fuck. Oh my God. I got a whole stand-up bit about Ned Beatty getting raped in Deliverance. I got to get rid of that.
Rated R Comedy on Twitter, ratedrcomedy.com.
Yeah, I'm like, what did Ned Beatty think when he got the script for Deliverance and he's looking through it? He's like, oh my God, I'm in a movie with Burt Reynolds and blah, blah, blah. This is great. Oh, look here, in page 8, I get entered by a fucking toothless hillbilly. Wonderful.
So these are just some of the great, brilliant screeds that are out on racist, white, angry, butthurt Twitter.
I know there's racism out there. I'm not naive. But are you surprised by this pushback about Harriet Tubman being on the fucking $10 bill?
Oh, I'm sure there's worse. I'm sure that Raw Story filtered out all the ones that use the N-word.
Oh, yeah?
I'm sure.
Well, fucking Jason Heyward on the Cubs. He was playing at Busch Stadium against the evil-ass Cardinals, and somebody from the stands called him the N-word. Right. Why? Who the fuck knows? Cardinal fans are assholes. That's all I can tell you.
Have they seen their team?
But, yes.
Have they noticed that there are black people on their team, too?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you know, They're butthurt over Heyward because Heyward took less money to play with the Cubs and with the Cardinals because he wanted to play for a better organization.
At MAGA Man X,
MAGA Man
wrote, Harriet Tubman should have been on the $20 food stamp.
That's so fucking stupid. Now, yeah, that ignorance you just have to laugh at. God, it's so fucking dumb. $20 food stamp. Good one.
And at Pro Whites Unite.
Okay. Pro Whites Unite.
Hashtag Harriet Tubman. I'm appalled at the people who ignore or accept the obvious hashtag white genocide.
No shit.
Going on globally.
Oh my God. Is it
white
global?
Genocide's happening, Ryan. This is white genocide. Taking Andrew Jackson, who's been dead, 150 or so years.
Ooh.
And or more, and taking him off of the $20 bill, putting Harriet Tubman on is akin to white genocide.
It's fucking, it's hilarious. This racism is truly hilarious. You're talking about naming some money after someone that did a great thing at great peril and great risk,
people
right?
People are like, you're ashamed of your race. Yeah, I am. I'm ashamed of you. Of you people.
What
of you
did
racist assholes. I'm ashamed that you're white like me.
If she had got caught sneaking slaves to the North.
Stealing, Ryan.
Stealing. What would have happened to her?
Killed. Are you kidding me? She's strung up.
Yeah. Fucked up, man.
Depending on who caught her.
She had balls.
We find you guilty right now.
Right.
N-word.
Yeah.
Get the rope.
Boy.
So.
Guy, just putting her on the $10 bill. And the other thing is like.
It's just killing him. It is kind of fun.
Put her on the one.
On another level.
Yes.
Because the squealing, hopefully it's the dying squeals of their horrible racism and their xenophobia and their misogyny, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We know it's a long, slow process.
Yes.
But it does kind of bathe the liberal soul a little bit.
Yeah.
Their squeals.
Oh, yeah. And it's only the $10 bill.
That we're doing the right thing. We're putting, I don't know, recognizing that other people in our history besides white men.
Yes.
Have contributed to the importance of this United States of America.
You know, they should put on the $20 food stamp. Apple, Exxon, BP.
There you go.
Ford. On all the these 20, fucking guys that get
the
welfare.
The $20 billion food stamp.
God, that's welfare. It's so nuts, man. People fucking hate poverty.
Yeah.
And she's on the $10 bill.
20.
So what? Oh, it's the 20 or the 10?
20.
Oh, okay.
Well, Hamilton's going to stay on the 10. She's going to get on the 20.
Oh, that's respectable. I feel like you use 20s all the time. I say 10. When do you pay for something with a $10 bill and you actually get $10 back? Yeah, never. Everything's so fucking expensive. Unless you're buying drinks in South Georgia somewhere.
We didn't talk about this yesterday. I did put it up on our Facebook page, though. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving, ladies and gentlemen.
Like us, share us, spread the fucking crabs.
Also, help us out here. Join in the fight against the lunatic right.
Nine!
We help hopefully shine the light on some of these dickwads.
Oh, yes.
In a humorous fashion.
Oh, yes. We will make you laugh while you are enraged.
If you're going to buy anything on the internet, go through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon or just go to crabdiving.com. Look for the Amazon banner.
Enter through my hole.
Click on that mofo and whatever you buy at Amazon, we get a little commission, a little help from Amazon. Doesn't cost you anything and just helps
us. Do we get
out
to see what people buy? Like, can we see what people buy? Oh, you can't?
No.
Oh,
no.
You cannot?
I
okay.
Think it's a... Oh. I think it's a private...
This perv just got 18 pounds right. Of warming lube. Yeah. I don't give a shit. I ain't going to judge you. Get whatever you need.
37 cases of adult diapers. and lube.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever. Yeah. Somebody's having a party.
Oh, yeah.
This is Utah, which...
What a horrible state.
Well, you know, they battle. I think I also have Alabama news. So
I love
I mean,
this. Here, real quick. Let's play a game. I'll name a state. What state would you... What would be the least your least favorite state to live in? I'm going to go with Utah. Now you have to think
really?
You have to think of a worse state than Utah. I don't think you can. Utah.
Well, you can't, Alabama. Or
no, Alabama. No, Alabama has a coast. Mississippi has a coast. You lose.
Utah has a...
Coast? God damn it. Wait.
Utah has a salty lake.
Then you got a fancy private Catholic school.
It has a salty lake and a whole bunch of Mormons.
There's not a worse state in the fucking union to live in. And I'll even go so far as to say, I'll say Nevada and then you take out Las Vegas. Nevada minus Las Vegas, I'd rather live in than Utah.
Wow.
Shithole.
Utah Governor Gary Herbert.
Fuck you.
You'll be surprised to learn, a Republican.
Hey.
Has
Hey, Gary.
Received two pieces of legislation
hey.
On his desk, okay. And he plans on signing.
Perfect.
Yesterday, I think they were signed.
Yes.
One of them, I guess I get. Reporting of child pornography measure
okay.
requires computer technicians who find such material
right
while at work to report it to law enforcement.
Okay.
So, you know, if you see some kiddie porn on the computer you're fixing, you got to report that shit.
Oh, shit.
I get that.
Right, right.
The other one, however.
Yes.
Is the concurrent resolution on the public health crisis.
Oh, shit.
The public health crisis to which they refer
is
pornography.
Why is that a public health crisis?
It says this bill asserts, this is just like a resolution. This isn't even... They're not outlawing porn. They're
resolution.
Not. They're. It's like we all declare that porn is really, really bad.
I don't remember on Schoolhouse Rock them explaining resolution. Do you?
Stupid. They say it's a public health hazard leading
Yay.
To a broad spectrum of individual and public health impacts.
Yummy.
And societal harms. Won't someone think of the Kleenex?
Right. And by yes, are we worried about the socks, the Kleenex? My God, Do you know what's in that dirty laundry hamper?
The resolution cites numerous alleged adverse effects of pornography.
Oh, no.
Such as the treatment of women as objects and commodities for the viewer's use. Like they care.
Like they
what
give two fucking
hypocritical
shits.
Fucks.
Utah.
What lying, pandering assholes. Like those ancient white men.
Yes.
Of and lunatics of the Utah legislature give fuck all about,
yeah,
the,
what
poor,
about
the objectification of women.
Did we
give
read
me
somewhere
a fucking break
in Utah where there was a little Mormon cult where it's like shit tons of wives,
right?
About treating women as objects. I've got 18 wives collected
passing,
in the backyard.
Yeah, and they're passing. Wasn't Utah one of the ones that first wanted to pass the absolutely no abortions under any circumstances laws? They can't wait to get into women's uteruses.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, let's have a look on everybody's computer down there at the Utah Capitol.
Exactly.
Let's see what's doing
and
in your
drug
browser.
Test.
Yes, you fucking pervs.
And I want Xanax
yes.
screened for. I want...
We want your urine.
Percocet screened for.
Oh, gross. I'd rather just not find out. The whole idea of like, ugh, God, could you imagine if that's your job, your drug tester? You got to walk around with urine all day?
Well, I don't.
Usually driving around in your car collecting samples. It's a hot summer day. The air conditioning broke. I got a car full of fucking urine in my hatchback.
They say porn can have a biological addiction. There can
what do you
be
mean?
Changes in brain development.
Good.
And can have difficulty maintaining relationships. Well, this is any kind of addiction.
Right.
If you're addicted to watching Duck Dynasty, you're going to have trouble maintaining relationships.
Sure. I'm addicted to pornography.
They say pornography, well, this isn't true, only some, equates violence towards women and children with sex and pain and pleasure, or with pleasure.
Right.
Increasing the demand for sex trafficking, prostitution, child sexual abuse images, and child pornography. Well, that's child pornography, which is heinous and horrible.
Yeah, nobody's saying that. Talking about
well,
porn.
But that's the slippery slope that the Republicans love. You know,
slippery.
If you let two gay people get married, Ryan, pretty soon you're going to have to let them snatch kids off the street and marry them.
Ooh.
Give me that 7-year-old.
Right. Is this just straight porn they're talking about, or they want to outlaw gay porn?
Oh,
is
well,
it both?
Please, yeah.
Okay,
they say, we want... Oh, come on. The spokesman for the governor, John Cox.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Cox.
John Cox.
Cox.
Says, we want Utah youths to understand the addictive habits of porn.
Thank you, Mr. Cox.
That are harmful to our society.
Oh, my God. Is it the Cox Law? Is that what it is?
So I don't know what that means. So what are you going to do about it?
I don't know.
You probably don't. You probably won't fund sex education.
No, fuck no. Of course not. No, we'll teach abstinence.
Or maybe you would teach, the adult ramifications of sexual activity.
And then,
no, you just teach, you're going to go to hell if you touch your dick too long.
Right. And don't they put people in that magic underwear anyway?
They have the magic underwear thing.
Okay. Isn't that enough to protect you? To protect your frail little... Think about this. They're worried that people can't handle a little porn on their computer or their fucking device.
They can't stand not being able to control every aspect of people's lives,
God,
especially
Utah.
Women folk.
You're a bunch of pussies. Nut up or shut up.
Drives them nuts.
Boo. God, yeah. That's a worse state. That is the worst state. We on crab diving.
It's probably up there.
I believe we've even had a positive story about Alabama at some point. I think it was very strange. There was
when?
I don't know, but not one positive thing ever about Utah. Never.
I liked downtown Mobile.
Yeah, but of course.
I thought downtown Mobile, to pronounce
it's
it
mobile,
like the
natives. It ain't Mobile. Mobile.
To
come here, boy. I'll fuck you up.
It's physically, it's a nice looking town.
When we were there, we met some libs. You know all those people we were talking to
well,
there.
Yeah,
that comedy show.
Comedians, though.
They were all hippies.
I didn't
venture out to meet many denizens of, you know, local.
Although there was that one comic. Flavor.
Well, that was weird. The whole atmosphere, I do have to say, was a little racist-y. I mean,
that comic guy, this one guy got up on stage and said, y'all listen now, y'all might want to be careful when you go on Ancestry.com. Y'all might find out that you got some black relatives.
I found out that it was himself. I just found out something. Yeah. I went on Ancestry.com, found out I got a black ancestor.
You know, I was listening. I'm like, where's the joke where you sort of make fun of yourself for giving a shit about that?
And I said the weirdness of the black comics, like when black comics here are in civilized areas comment on racism.
Yes.
They're like, what the fuck? This racism is some bullshit, yes. Like everyone should, and white people here, and et cetera, right. You know, comment on how horrible racism there. Black comic, the couple of black comics I saw in Mobile talked about racism a little bit, but it was more like a resignation. Like, I have to take a shit every day.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, I live in Alabama, therefore,
racism.
Everyone's
is,
racist, dude, right?
It was racism is their co-pilot.
It was a resignation, a weird resignation to the fact that it's racist. Not this is some bullshit. This is crazy. It's like, well, yeah. You know, it's Alabama, so of course, you know, somebody called me an N-word walking down the street. Yeah. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, yeah. It's
what?
Fucking nuts.
Yeah, there was a weird level of that.
That's sad, right? It's fucked up.
It's very weird. It's very strange.
But still, Alabama, I would live there before Utah.
Because of the coast.
Salt Lake City. No, the Mormons. And I don't mean to be a dick or anything. I don't want to live somewhere where the religion, even if you don't believe in it, participate, it's oppressive, right? Mormon this, Mormon that. Fuck you with your Mormons. In Utah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think people from Utah are going to boycott this podcast? We're not going to get any downloads.
Well, I'm sure there's nice people. We know some nice people that live in Utah.
Who?
Name
them.
TJ.
Okay.
Well,
TJ.
There's two. TJ and his wife.
Oh yeah, yeah. Those two people are nice. How many people are in Utah, though?
Well, I didn't say a lot of people. A lot of nice people in Utah.
That's fun. Yeah, now name some nice people you know that live in Vegas.
I'm sure
not
there's
one.
Poor beleaguered. There's poor beleaguered libs that
name
live.
Name some nice people you know in Los Angeles. Just kidding.
So that's what's going on. Utah's trying to, you know.
Oh shit!
Utah's worried about porn because that's the major things. We're not the economy, not helping the poor, not any of that stuff, or making sure people have jobs or
making
roofs
sure
over their heads.
The weird ass cult like religion that's so insidious in that state isn't ruling their utilities and their government and all that bullshit that was going on in that one town.
Right?
Don't worry about that.
They yanked rulers of two cities or a town that splits the border.
They sacked the
between
leaders.
Utah and Arizona.
Right, right.
And because they found out that these people were creating this caliphate of Christianity or of Mormonitude. They were these fundamentalist Mormons, and they were taking over the city. Getting themselves elected to these, elective offices.
Fucking
and
nuts.
Then discriminating against non-Mormons.
I mean, it's laughable. I remember hearing that story and thinking, this can't be happening.
Creepy.
Yeah, totally.
Creepy as fuck.
Utah is creepy.
What else is going on? Elizabeth Warren, if you go to our Facebook page, I think we're going to be putting up
She's great.
This is a fun story.
Will Hillary pick Elizabeth Warren as her running mate? Yes or no?
God, I don't know. I mean, to pick the most anti-bank person out there, the one that the Jamie Dimons of the world loathe, they hate her, and all the chambers of commerce want to get rid of the Consumer Protection Bureau that she founded and all that stuff, because God forbid you help the people out versus corporations.
I mean,
I would be really surprised. I would be really surprised. I think she'll pick like a Sherrod Brown.
She'll pick Bernie.
Or
you don't think she could pick Bernie after this whole election?
She won't pick Bernie. Or a Julian Castro, maybe.
Yes. That's a safe choice, though, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, they'd both be good vice presidents. Sherrod Brown is very... He's very liberal, ultra screaming liberal. Right. And Ohio, it's a very important state.
Oh, yes. God knows why. I've lived in Ohio. I don't know why they decide who gets to be fucking president. I didn't see anything there that indicated to me like...
Because it's half and half. Because it's purple. Same thing with Florida. Florida matters because
that's insane.
Inexplicably, when people show up to the fucking polls, it's purple.
That's nuts. Florida matters.
Well, Elizabeth Warren took to social media. And on Monday, Ted Cruz sent out a campaign email. And in it, he was whining and crying.
Oh, God.
And explaining about all the sacrifices he's making
if you're rich,
to run for president.
If you're a rich white guy, you got to mind the bitching. You know what I mean? You really got to think about the bitching before you put it out there.
He says, you see, running for president of the United States is a significant sacrifice only by the grace of God. And with unwavering help from my wonderful supporters like you, we reached this point. On the verge of capturing the Republican nomination. Well, you know, the maths ain't working that way, Teddy.
No shit.
While I'm on the verge of victory, he says, I need to share something with you. The sacrifices for our campaign are steep, but I'm proud to be making them on your behalf. On one, he says, the constant attacks never stop, Ryan.
Is he storming the fucking beaches at D-Day?
Liberal media. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump know the best way to defeat me and score another win for the Washington cartel is to tear me down. I face a constant barrage of political attacks daily.
No, nobody wants...
Personal and political attacks.
Yeah, you're not winning, though. It's not like they have to do anything to attack you, Ted. They just have to keep doing what they're doing and kind of ignore you, right?
Yeah. He says, time with my family is non-existent. Ugh. Spending almost every day on the campaign trail means precious little time spent with my wife, Heidi, who I've cheated on several times. Oh, and my daughters, the very family that gives me the motivation and drive to fight.
They hate you. Those daughters hate you.
I mean, how stupid are Republicans that
pretty stupid,
they
Pat.
Fall for this saccharine.
So trite.
Vomit. I mean, it really is so disgusting.
What would you rather do? Be in Ted's place running for president or work in a coal mine? I mean, both are sacrifices.
Health and sleep are limited, he says.
Fuck you.
Fighting morning and night for the future of our country.
Suck my dick.
Which is a lie. Fighting morning and night own glory, it would be honest if he was saying it.
What does this pussy do in the afternoon then? Morning and night, he's fighting for the country. What do you do in the afternoon? Most people work during the afternoon. What do you do?
He's cheating on his wife.
Uh-huh. I'm at a phone party.
Our country ensures long nights, early mornings, resulting in little to no sleep.
Nah.
Personal time is not possible, he says. You think of this the least, but as a candidate, my days are no longer my own.
Personal. You know who else says that? Everybody that works down to that Jack in the Box.
I can't.
On Vermont Avenue.
I can't jerk off as much as I used to.
Sure you can.
Days start before dawn and many times don't end until early the next morning. There's almost no personal time when you run for president.
You run for president.
Then here we go. Friend, let me be clear. I'm willingly making these sacrifices despite the high cost. And would love your donation.
Oh, I see. Let me get out let me give you some Harriet Tubman $20 bills.
I'm killing myself. I'm presenting my pristine starfish to the nation to be butt raped and violated. And if you could just send me $50, $100.
Please.
The sacrifice will be worth it.
You know, at Vile Experience, this is kind of embarrassing, but I just prayed.
Oh, was it okay?
Yeah,
did you get an answer?
Yeah, yeah. I prayed that Ted Cruz, that the scandal that comes out, that it's He fucks all these dudes. I want a gay scandal for Ted Cruz more than anything. More than anything!
That would be amazing. So Elizabeth Warren apparently had enough when she got wind of this.
She can't take this bullshit.
Well, this is kind of cool. This is, I think this is a vice presidential audition 2.0. Because a couple weeks ago, didn't she come out swinging against Trump a little bit? Didn't she have, I thought we read some Elizabeth Warren tweets where she was taking some shots at Trump.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, whoa, where is Elizabeth Warren coming from all of a sudden? This is awesome.
Let her run for president.
And I think this is some of the same. I think, you know, the traditional way these campaigns are run is that the president, the vice president person is out taking the slings and arrows slinging the slings and arrows more so than the actual presidential candidate, where, you know, maybe taking slightly more controversial stands or just being downright nastier.
They're being the bulldog, the heavy.
You know, you let the VP candidate be the bulldog, the attack dog.
Joe.
And she may be proving she can do it with these tweets. You know what I mean? Like, this is the kind of shit you would want from your VP candidate.
Absolutely.
And so Elizabeth Warren took to Twitter and she said yesterday in a series of, this is a series of tweets that are fucking amazing. Yesterday, Ted Cruz sent a campaign email whining about the, quote, significant sacrifice he's made to run for president. Beep, turned the tweet. Ted Cruz whined about facing constant attacks, non-existent family time, limited health and sleep, and no personal time.
No personal time. Next. Why does that fucknut need personal time? What is he going to do in his personal time that would be so fulfilling? What do you think he does? What does he? He plays video games, right? Didn't he say he played video games?
He likes to play video games.
Can't play Call of Duty.
That made me hate him even more because
why?
That just made
you like him.
Instead of humanizing him or making me feel kindred spirit with him, it made me feel like he was pandering to me specifically then because I like video games. You know what I mean?
He's
such a slimy, gross politician that he's out there trying to humanize himself by saying, I watch The Simpsons. I like to play video games.
What type of avatar does he have in World of Warcraft? What is he?
I think he's
there's two sides in Warcraft, right?
I think he's a grand dickwad.
Oh, yes. He is Slytherin.
He's a shit slinger of 99th level.
Yummy.
The next tweet from Elizabeth Warren. Are you kidding me, Ted Cruz? We're supposed to pity you? Because trying to be the leader of the free world is hard? Two words.
Fuck you.
Boo-hoo.
Right.
She didn't say fuck you. She said boo-hoo.
That's hilarious. Hilarious!
Next tweet. Know whose health is limited? Workers with no paid leave who can't stay home when sick or caring for kids.
Yeah.
And Ted Cruz won't support it.
God.
Know whose sleep is limited? Her next tweet says.
Okay.
Working parents who stay up worrying about getting kids through college without big debt. Ted Cruz blocked refi.
Wow. What does that mean?
There was a bill to refinance everyone's student loan at a much lower interest rate.
Why wouldn't he do that?
Because freedom in America.
There are certain things that the Republicans are against to me that seem apolitical. Why would you block that? That seems like that's good for everyone.
Taking money from the banks, Ryan. You're taking money from the fat cats who are sucking money out of the poor people who just want to get a college education.
That's why it's a bummer that Bernie's not going to be the nominee. That's why it's a fucking bummer.
Her next tweet. Know who gets no personal time? People who work two minimum wage jobs to support their family. Ted Cruz opposes giving them a raise.
God damn it. God damn it. That's
her next tweet.
Yes.
Know who gets no family time, Ted Cruz? Moms with unfair schedules who drop kids at daycare and find their hours canceled. GOP won't help. Why don't we have free daycare for Why don't we have national free daycare?
I'll tell you why, Pat.
Because that's evil and socialistic and commie.
Fuck you, that's why. Fuck you, you're poor.
Right.
Who gives a fuck?
How are we going to pay for it? How about one last aircraft carrier?
What does she say?
Just one. One last aircraft carrier. Right.
Why did Elizabeth Warren say about Hillary saying that she won't be able to get people 15 an hour, she'll get 12 and that should be good enough?
I don't believe she has opined.
Why not?
Because she may be polishing her nipples for vice president here.
You know, I was about to use that expression earlier. I was like, do you think she's waxing her starfish in an effort to appear more attractive to Hillary?
She says, and her next tweet, and Ted Cruz, ? Working people work more, get paid less, can't save, get mistreated, struggle with illness and family, but they don't whine. They don't throw tantrums or try to shut down their workplace because they don't get their way and then turn around and demand promotions.
Yeah. What do you think about that, dickhead?
You chose to run for president, Ted Cruz. You chose to make your, quote, sacrifices. Working people don't have a choice.
Did you hear what his reaction was when Ted was reading all these tweets? He's at the breakfast table eating his cornflakes. He's like, that bitch.
his little 7-year-old daughter was like, she's a cunt.
7-year-old daughter probably agreed with her because
Elizabeth Warren's final tweet in this little barrage, she said, awesome. Hey, Ted Cruz, maybe you should spend less time complaining about your, quote, significant sacrifices and more time doing something about theirs.
Bam!
There you go.
Bam!
Elizabeth fucking Warren.
Why is she fucking not running for president, man? Why aren't we getting the one we want?
I don't know. Some people say maybe she's getting more done being a big giant dagger in the side of big business and big banks and everything as a senator, that maybe, you know, as president, she'll be less effective.
See, I understand what you're saying. That makes a lot of sense. But, you know, we talk about the bully pulpit and how, like, Bernie, if he was president, maybe he wouldn't be able to work with Congress to get what he needed done. But he would go to the American people, he would make the case, and maybe they just start changing, like, the language of how we, I don't know, think about corporate welfare and how we see taxes and shit like that. Maybe that she can change how people think about that in the country as president.
Meanwhile,
I mean, maybe we need someone like that.
The typical knuckle draggers on the right, whenever we post a Elizabeth Warren story, all they do is call her Pocahontas or something like that. That's all they can drag up on Elizabeth Warren is that
she's Native American.
That's that shit that Scott, God, I always forget his name.
Scott.
That ran against her.
Oh, is this the guy with the truck? The stupid ass.
Yes.
Joe the truck. Joe the plumber. Who's Joe the plumber? Who the fuck is that?
He's another one. Scott Brown.
Is he a shithead?
He's a profound shithead. He's the one who, when he won that, he was senator for like 10 minutes, wasn't he? Or representative for 10 minutes or something.
Is Elizabeth Warren against Harriet Tubman being on the $20 bill, yes or no?
I would think not.
Okay.
Scott Brown was a senator from Massachusetts.
Lee.
And I think he won like a special election.
Special.
And got in halfway. Right?
Oh, that's right.
Because
yeah.
Ted Kennedy died.
Oh, my God. I forgot Ted Kennedy existed. Who was Ted Kennedy? He was the guy that dropped the chick in the water, then went and got a sandwich and came back.
Yeah, there is that.
yeah, the murder?
Ended up being a pretty significant civil rights legislator and stuff like that. Did some good, but there was, you know, the shenanigans.
The drowning.
Of the Kennedy youth. Scott Brown.
Yes.
Was the one who came up with that shit that allegedly, and I think it's baseless, but they said that Elizabeth Warren was claiming that she was Native American in order to get preferential treatment for things. But I think she is. She's like 1/16th Cherokee or 1/8th Cherokee or something like that.
Yeah, why would it be wrong to?
But yeah, and it never came. Nothing ever came of it. And now this is how stupid and monomaniacal the dummies of the right are.
Blah.
With Hillary,
And what do you hear? You hear Vince Foster. She killed him. And Benghazi, Benghazi.
Even though there's 0.0.
The greatest hit.
Evidence of anything.
The
right.
Bullshit.
And whenever you bring up Elizabeth Warren, oh, Pocahontas, oh, is she gonna try to set up a teepee in the White House?
Yeah, yeah, okay. So is someone saying she took advantage of her Native American privilege? Her American
right,
Indian privilege?
Right, because we know how privileged they've been over the centuries, right?
Oh, yes. Not to mention your white privilege, you fucking asshole. What do you get? What kind of affirmative action does that afford you?
Pocahontas.
So fucking dumb.
The assholes of the right continue ahead.
I mean, isn't that the whole point, though? If you are Native American, there's certain things that are afforded you or something. You can get some, I don't know, like a loan or some kind of benefit.
Yeah.
I mean, what's wrong with that? Claiming what? I don't understand.
If it's available, right.
Right. Why not get it? White people do the same fucking thing.
If they say you're eligible for something at 1/8 Native American, you know, if I'm 1/8 Native American, I might write down that. I might take advantage of that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, we were talking about KPMG. I mean, if there were loopholes for their... Oh, fuck. I said the... Strike that from the record. But, like, you know, they would find, you know, tax loopholes for their clients, maybe, and they would take advantage of that. That's their job.
There was three floors of a giant skyscraper in Chicago was dedicated to lowering the tax burden of companies.
So if you're white, if you're not white, should you just refuse every leg up? No. That's okay.
Well, right. I mean, when you think about it, the whole tax code. We've said this a million times. It weren't poor people that said, you know what? I think capital gains should be exempted from any kind of taxes. You know what?
Why?
I think derivatives, I think, you know, electronic money that's made off of money shouldn't be taxed at all.
And you think about it, if Elizabeth Warren, if she was able to use the fact that she's 1/16th American Indian or whatever it is, and look where she found herself.
I'm all for it. Rock
she's
on.
In the Senate.
Yeah.
This is then a great example of successful affirmative action, right?
Right.
What the fuck? Pocahontas, fuck off. Fuck off, Kurt Schilling.
We've got some good news on this 420. Happy 420 again, everybody.
Damn. You listen to this show, you'd be like, they need a little 420 in that motherfucker.
Activists from a group supporting marijuana legalization.
Yes.
Have announced that the White House has invited them to a meeting next week.
Oh, shit.
To talk about issues around the herb.
You better bring some party favors.
The Adam Eidinger, who's a co-founder of one of these groups, said, I hope to establish an ongoing dialogue with the White House and cannabis reformers.
Okay. Is he going to meet with Barack Obama?
No.
Are they going to smoke up in the Rose Garden?
He'll be meeting with advisors. Obama has not been shy about the fact that he smoked a lot of pot in college. And there's pictures of him smoking pot.
Do you think he still smokes weed?
No.
Come on. You don't think?
I don't think so.
Think in the Situation Room he's got his chief of staff down there and there's like one guy?
I think that would get out.
Oh, yeah. You know who's got weed? Barack Obama's like, you know who's got weed?
Drink.
I can't even.
I mean, I think we've had a pretty significant amount of drunks in the White House.
Sure.
And who knows what's going on with prescription meds.
Oh, imagine the pills and
isn't that what
balls.
Got Nancy
Nancy Reagan was totally
Ford.
High.
Betty Ford.
Oh, yeah.
That's why she's got a center named after her is because she suffered from painkiller addiction.
Yes.
And interestingly enough, they treated it like a disease. They didn't throw Betty Ford in jail.
What? Wait.
For drug abuse, Ryan.
I don't mean to make it about race,
but
they
treated it like a medical issue. And now she's got a whole medical facility, treatment facility named after her. How interesting
is
that?
I'm not a history buff, but Betty Ford, first lady, right? She was the first lady?
Yes, Gerald Ford.
Was she white?
Really white.
Okay.
Oh, you're saying there's a correlation.
Right. I'm saying if it was someone else that was white,
you're saying
a
black woman off the street caught with a baggie full of oxys.
Fuck no.
She wouldn't have been treated the same?
No.
Come on.
Wandering the streets of Ferguson, Missouri with a Lucy
But there's
cigarette.
No racism, right? Pow, pow, pow. And the blacks have the same access to everything that we do.
Oh, yes.
And all they do is rob each other and kill white people.
All I'm saying is that I guarantee you, yeah, I guarantee you Biden has weed, and I guarantee you he's the guy they get
I hope there. I hope
But
they're.
Obama, he tells his assistant or whoever the fuck, his chief of staff. Who's his chief of staff?
I mean, if they're allowed to...
Go get me a blunt.
If they're allowed to drink...
Yes.
You know, I got no problem with them
smoking weed,
having a joint at the late in the night.
Do you think they fire off a pre-roll in the old Oval Office? Do they dab?
Although maybe you know, you can have a beer and not feel any effect.
Oh sure,
you got to smoke some really weak weed to not feel any effect with the weed these days.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So
I
might prefer the leader of. The guy with the finger on the button to not be smoking weed.
I don't care. Fuck it. Who cares?
Have a beer. Have a drink.
Blow somebody up. Let's get high.
After you're done, after you're 8 year, then, you know, smoke it up a rock.
I was looking for funny
pictures. Crab diving is officially inviting Barack Obama for a post-presidency interview here.
Come get high with the crabs.
Yeah. We'll get some medical marijuana from medical California marijuana.
Dude, I was looking for funny pictures of marijuana for a meme today. Just to promote the show, and I saw some fucking picture of the White House, and in front there's just like pot plant after pot plant after pot plant, and someone has photoshopped Michelle Obama and Barack working the crops, picking the weed.
Nice. So proud.
Oh, the internet's bad. It's bad.
So we'll see, you know, what happens with this meeting of marijuana activists with the White House. They need to get rid of the scheduling.
Yes.
Class one. It's just
Please.
Class A, class one, whatever.
However it is in California, in L.A., do it like that the rest
but,
of the country.
I mean, even,
it works fucking perfectly.
Even if it's going to remain illegal nationally, it's not. It should not be on the same level as heroin and coke and crack.
Right.
And, I mean, right now it's the same. It's listed as the exact same level. As those, and that's just utterly...
That's stupid.
And profoundly ridiculous.
That's stupid.
What else is going on? Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
We're here every goddamn weekday from 2 to 4 p.m. live, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Type Coast. We rerun at 5 p.m. Pacific if you miss.
Yeah.
And you want to listen live.
And for scheduling updates, please check at CrabDivingNet on Twitter.
That's right, the Crab Diving Network.
Right.
We tweet out all the shit that we're putting out here. I mean, all the wonderful stuff that comes out onto the...
what do you call it? The Spankosphere? Spankiverse?
We've got another. This is breaking news today.
This just in.
This is...
Fuck you.
Today in... Downtown Los Angeles.
Oh, shit.
Not far from Crab Diving Studios here.
No, what is it?
A group of, let's call them fucking assholes.
Okay. They're here already.
We're protesting a gender-neutral bathroom.
Why? Here? They're protesting that?
Santee Education Complex, downtown Los Angeles High School, assigned a gender-neutral bathroom so that everyone could be accommodated.
Well, that's a great fucking idea.
On Tuesday, a group of assholes protested across the street from the school as classes were being let out.
God.
These are...
People are so fucking dumb.
Some shit broke out because one of the students, went after him.
Oh, yeah.
See, now this is, you can't, these are kids. These are,
you can't fuck with kids.
Well, and you can't,
don't yell at these kids.
They can't be held 100% responsible for their reactions to these fucking assholes across the street that are protesting existence and their friends' existence.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I know it's not right, and nobody's advocating violence, but I'm just saying if one of these kids were going to get hold of one of these protesters, give them a little action.
I might forget the third number in 911 for a minute or two.
I might film it.
Oops, I forgot the number. a 14-year-old student says one of the students just tackled a guy that was going against the gays, and then a whole load of students jumped in.
Oh, I love it. Let's get him, baby.
One team.
This is my plan. The big gay army. Just send people after these fuck faces. You know what I mean?
Well, I think it's going to start happening. I think young people don't care about this shit. And look what's happening here in Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, I can see this
friends.
Shit downtown Los Angeles. Right. I could see this shit happening down in Orange County or up in up in Timber Country here with the right wing nut jobs there. But downtown LA says we're going to have one bathroom that's gender neutral, so that if anybody's transitioning, go nuts.
The way, I think all the bathrooms should be gender neutral. I think they should be. I think public. I wish we'd have a revolution in this country where we got rid of the group bathroom altogether. I hate that experience. It's a shitty experience.
Well, or all stalls. Yeah.
I want my own. No.
Or
I
all
want
stalls.
My own bathroom.
You just can't. Sometimes.
Why?
It's physically a building can't accommodate having hundreds of separate little bathrooms. But
it's gross.
Put all stalls. I don't have a problem with that.
No. Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Put all stalls.
Right. Who gives a fuck anyway? What are we doing?
Right.
Really, what are we doing? We got a guy on the North Korean peninsula that wants to blow us the fuck up, and we're worried about his sticking their hoo-ha in what urinal. Who cares? Right?
Exactly. And you know what they're there to do? They just go to the bathroom.
They're there to pee.
But no, what about the children?
Yeah, who cares? These kids don't care. You know why? Because these kids, they got gay friends. They have transgendered friends.
Right.
So they don't feel the stupid hatred and this discrimination or whatever. Dumb.
Another student said the bathroom's there for a reason. These guys just wanted to come to make conflict.
Right.
The protesters promised to return today. That was yesterday. I don't know what's going on today then. Protesters promised to return today to protest that evil gender-neutral bathroom. Haven't these assholes got anything better to do or to protest?
They're intimidating seriously. Children. It's really fucking shitty. These people and the folks that protest those Planned Parenthoods.
Gross.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, that I can even...
Rodgers and Hammerstein.
I can even a tiny bit, tiny, tiny, tiny bit, see the logic there. I mean, if they think
little
tiny humans are being killed, that's one thing. This is harming no one. And it's a lie. When you ask them, well, okay, show us all of these incidents of a guy who's like, well, I decided that today I'm going to be a girl and I'm going to go and listen to women tinkling out of their hoo-has.
Okay.
Woo-hoo! Cool!
Right.
I want to listen to them fart. I love it when women shit.
This is dumb.
Here's the report from NBC News here in Los Angeles.
All right.
And new tonight, fighting words over gender-neutral bathrooms. A group of men protested the bathroom issue across the street from a school. Students got involved, and then there was fighting. NBC4's Robert Kovacic live near downtown L.A. with more on this new video you just saw. Robert.
Colleen, you mentioned across the street. Let's give you a little perspective of what happened this afternoon. This is the front of Santee High
where students exited.
And there just across the street in that grassy area is where protesters were waiting. Tonight, the school has no comment, but NBC4 has learned these protests may be just the beginning. What is inside Santee High?
Listen to this.
The ugliness outside.
Look at that.
The fight just broke out.
It's a fucking brawl. I mean, it's a crazy brawl incited by these assholes across the street.
They're incited by adults.
Who are butt hurt over the fact that someone else is getting equal rights. That's what nobody's having their rights taken away. Someone is getting equal accommodation.
Man, I don't know.
And they can't handle it.
With people like that, I don't know what you're supposed to do with them. I mean, I kind of get these students after them.
Are they really that stupid that they think that predators are going to put on a dress and decide that I'm a, or is it just that they hate LGBT people?
Well, I think it's both.
And they're being disingenuous and they're lying to us and themselves and everyone.
It's ignorance mixed with a little transphobia. You get a bunch of fucking morons. They're trying to intimidate children.
Protesting at a high school because they've opened up a bathroom, a gender-neutral bathroom.
Yeah, fuck off.
Again, jobs, inequality, income inequality, crumbling infrastructure, human rights.
You know,
fuck all that shit. Sure. Police gunning down brown people willy-nilly. The hell with all that stuff.
Fuck that.
I'm going to go protest outside fucking Santee High School in downtown Los Angeles because they put up a gender neutral bathroom.
You know, we have to be peaceful with these protesters. You know, violence is wrong, but I'm glad some of these kids beat the fuck out of these guys.
I hope the kids won.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
That's about it for today. Is Crab Diving Live. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading if you did. Don't forget, you can always get us at iTunes, at Stitcher. Leave a good review.
Yes.
Or go to crabdiving.com. Don't forget all the rest of this great stuff here on the network. Tonight, a brand new Daily Upper Decker at 8 p.m. streaming.
That's right.
The Western Coast. 11 out on the Eastern Type Coast. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where, find out when. Follow his Twitter stream at RatedRComedy. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, everybody. If you listen to us while you're protesting outside of a bathroom.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.